May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Do please sit down. So, Advent is all about watching and waiting for Jesus. Well, of course, we have heard the story before. We can be sure that the baby Jesus will be born safely in the early hours of Christmas Day. In the commercial world, there's no encouragement for waiting, is there? But here, inside the church, and in our hearts too, there is value in being patient, giving ourselves to preparing to meet God once again, afresh, at Christmas time. So, waiting, is that easy? Who likes waiting? No? Do you like this? Waiting in the supermarket to check out, or waiting for the bus, that's not much fun, or at an airport, goodness me, we don't want to be caught up in that, do we? Or for exam results, that's a really hard wait, and every year it's hard for young people and older people who take exams, waiting. And waiting to see what Santa might have brought. Perhaps that's the best sort of waiting. Waiting for Christmas means getting ready in lots of ways. Shopping, buying presents for other people, writing cards, doing things that we can to show our love for friends, family, and neighbours. Is that enough? If we don't make some space for all those new things that we hope Santa's going to bring, we won't enjoy them. We need to make some space. We need to do a bit of decluttering. Oh, well, perhaps that's going a bit far, but you know what I mean. We need to declutter our lives in lots of ways, spiritually as well as with things. So imagine you were invited to stay in a rich relation's house while they were away for a long, long time. You haven't got to pay any rent. All you've got to do is keep the house nice, keep it clean and tidy. Well, it's a good offer, isn't it? And of course, your intentions would be really good from the outset. But over the years, things would accumulate. Old newspapers, weeds in the garden. Suddenly, you receive a call to say that the owner is on his way back. What would you do? Well, you'd have to tidy up a bit. Ooh, we've moved on. And you'd be pleased that you'd had a bit of time, a warning that he was coming. And that's what John the Baptist was doing. He was preaching about the sins which separated people from God and the things they needed to change, the things they needed to declutter from their hearts and perhaps from the rituals when he was talking to the Pharisees and Sadducees, you know. It was the things they were doing as well as the things they were thinking. They all had to change to be ready for Jesus. Turning back to God was about more than housework. It's really about spiritual cleansing. So making a choice to stop doing the wrong things and choosing to live the right way is at the heart of it. And those people who were baptized in the Jordan, they were hoping that they'd be able to meet Jesus. It would be like that, a lovely hug. We know that he will come in glory to judge us all. So Advent is preparing so that we can meet Jesus afresh at the crib and be ready for his triumphal return. Isaiah tells us that Jesus will not be fooled. Well, he doesn't say Jesus, does he? But the one who is to come, he means Jesus. We understand the prophets in the sense of Jesus fulfilling them. Isaiah tells us that he will not be fooled by appearances or easy words. He will come with righteousness and judgment, and that is what we hope for. We don't want that, do we? When Jesus comes back, we don't really want it to be unpleasant. The Church of Advent's theme for this year is joy, so that in all the busyness of this world, Advent is a time for us, a time to prepare our hearts for Jesus' return so that we can be joyful. It's joyful anticipation and joy when it happens. And there are different ways of doing it, aren't there? We can just be quiet. We could go on a retreat. We could read some books. Wendy's leading a group using this book. This is another book. There's another one coming up here that's just a generic book. That's a nice book too. And then we can think about how we share the Christmas message in those Christmas presents. This is the Church of England's children's book for this Christmas about the grumpy owl who discovers it's actually rather lovely to be in the stable with Jesus after all. So that, there are things like that that we can do to spread the message in a very gentle way. Evangelism doesn't have to be top-thumping. It can just be little gentle things like this. And I've bought this for my daughter-in-law's nephew. So there are different things that we can do. Of course, we do not know when Jesus will return, at midnight or daybreak. So waiting to make New Year's resolutions at the beginning of 2026 perhaps isn't a good idea. We should start now. So let's use these last weeks of Advent not to weary of waiting. It's not a bus stop queue, it's not the airport, but time to get ready to greet Jesus again, both as baby and anticipating him as our King. Amen.